I'm joined now by Enrique Gonzalez from the Spanish newspaper El País. Enrique is in Cairo. Enrique, can you tell us what's the situation like down there? How are things?
Well, things are much quieter than yesterday when we sometimes were running for our life and the situation was chaotic in the square and the surroundings. And people are coming to the square. The square is almost completely full, but the supporters of Mubarak are still in a corner. But there are sometimes a couple of hundreds of them, no more. They are very quiet today, and apparently the crowd is waiting for something to happen. This was the day when Mubarak had to go, according to their plan. Probably Mubarak will last more than that, but they are still optimistic, tense, and waiting for, as I said, something to happen.
And have you been able to get into the square to talk to the people? Because I've spoken to some other correspondents, some of our guys in Cairo, who said they've had great difficulty getting into the square because of the army.
No, I had no problem at all. Of course, I'm not carrying cameras, which sometimes makes the difference. But I got into the square around 8 o'clock in the morning with no problem at all. It was very easy after seven, eight controls from the army and from the demonstrators. And then I went out and went in again like 3 hours ago. And it was difficult just because the crowd. It was very crowded, and they are very careful to control who's getting in because they know what happened the other day with the infiltrators inside and the people coming from outside, the thugs and honest supporters of Mubarak. But I had no problems, and the situation inside the square is peaceful.
And how are the army behaving? How are they treating protesters, and how are they treating journalists?
Today they are treating journalists, apparently, at least I was treated very kindly. I'm from Barcelona, and everyone spoke about Messi, obviously, the demonstrators were also very kind. Sometimes they ask, "But why are you here? You're a foreigner. You're not Egyptian. It's dangerous." And well, I told them that I'm paid for that, and I was happy to be there. But in general, the army has been obviously on the side of the regime, but trying to keep at least appearances. So I never have been here for 10 days now, and I never had any problem with the army.
It's a horrible and difficult question, but I'm going to ask you, what's your prediction for the next few days? What do you think might happen over the weekend?
That's a horrible question, actually. The week is starting on Sunday, and on Monday things should be working because regular people, that majority who's not going to the square but are watching TV very anxious, they cannot buy tomatoes, eggs, they can't go to work. They are waiting for something to happen immediately. They want some normality without Mubarak or with Mubarak. So I expect something to happen, maybe not today, but tomorrow, Saturday or Sunday. But I cannot make a prediction. Everything is opened. The option of